We're speaking with Nolan White, who plays the amazing Pony Boy Curtis in the production of The Outsiders, now at the Cadillac Palace Theater, which I just saw the other night. And I got to tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful show. It's a coming-of-age story that it took me, believe it or not, the second time to see it before I really felt that it got everything. Welcome to Around the Town, Chicago, and welcome to our city again.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I know this is you've been on the road with this show because it was right here 6 months ago. And in between, I guess you made a lot of stops, right?
Absolutely. I've been all over.
Yeah, we had the other night when we were there, my granddaughter and one of her friends, they just graduated high school, and they were sitting a couple rows behind me and with their mothers, and they just couldn't imagine, because you're so young. Of course, you're still in college, and here you are doing this road show, playing a number one role.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I can't really believe it myself. Sometimes I have to pinch myself when I wake up. I'm like, wow, I get to get on stage tonight and do The Outsiders.
Yeah, and you're on stage a lot. I mean, this is pretty much
it. Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know The Outsiders, The Outsiders has started as a movie, and a movie that had so many people in it, they all became major, major players. I mean, you're talking about people like Patrick Swayze and Rob Lowe, who did his debut in this one, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise, just a few names. And then
just a few small names.
Yeah, just, that are, and it's a coming of age, and it separates people. You know, we all grew up, and I grew up in the 60s, actually in the 50s, and I graduated high school in the 60s, in 1960. We had the greasers, yeah. And we had, and we had the soaps, and we did have the same thing. It's never gone away.
Mm-hmm. So we did a good job of the whole 60s thing.
Yeah.
Someone who lived through it.
Yeah, I lived through it. It's part of my life and part of my history, and I remember my high school days. I went to three different high schools, and each school had, when I went to the school that was in Chicago, we had the school stores where you could go and have lunch or something, and there was a greasers and there was a non-greaser. If you walked into the wrong one, you could be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So here,
a little bit of that in our story, because Bunny Boy walks in, sometimes.
So
on the wrong side of the tracks and gets caught.
Right. You always have to keep your eyes open. And even though we think it's behind us, it isn't. It still exists today. In fact, maybe in some areas worse.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why the story, resonates with as many people as it does of really all the generations, because the themes that run throughout our story, it transcends, time. It really is a universal story.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's just an exciting thing to see. It's not music that you walk out humming. It's a story that you walk out thinking about, and it's a conversation piece. I drove my granddaughter and her friend home, and they were talking about the things they'd ever experienced, because where they lived in their suburb, they never had as many greasers as there could be, and there was when I was in high school. But they had some, and they had the other ones, not just the greasers and the soaps. They also have the nerds, and I don't know if the nerds. I'm trying to remember back in my day, we didn't have nerds. I guess they hadn't been, because there were no computers yet, so we needed computers to get nerds, right?
Yeah, comic books to get nerds.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, especially if you watch A Big Bang Theory, that's where they meet. They go to the comic book store all the time.
Sheldon Cooper.
Yep. It's a remarkable stuff. But the character that you have is the narrator. I mean, you're telling the story. And I have a question that I'm watching the play a couple times already. There's a thing where you go out to the audience and you hand that book.
Yeah.
Is that really do that? Or, I mean, it's not somebody planted that you give the book to who's going to go backstage and bring it back?
Someone different every single night. Yeah, I kind of think it is as like a Harry Potter wand sort of thing. It's like the book chooses you. So, I'll be kind of surveying the front row throughout the show, and, if someone's really into it or connected with us, then, you know, I'll, you know, I step down and I give them the book at the end, and it's a signed copy of The Outsiders, and it's something really cool that we get to do at the end of every show.
Oh, I think it is.
It's the last little connection to, you know, our audience.
Well, yeah, because the audience is part of the show. I mean, the audience was on their feet the other night. I mean, ready to applaud. They were, and funny thing is that my co-host, who joined me because my wife is out of town, Frank said, you know, I've never seen this play. And it might have been 7, maybe 8 minutes into it, he realized that he had seen it. And he realized how good this production was, you know, how much stronger it was. And I said to him, Frank, that's because you've seen it before. Your mind, the back of your mind remembered certain things that came out. And when it came out, it all of a sudden sparked you because you were the kid that got picked on in high school. And and he realized, yes, it had meaning, more meaning for him because of that. So we all have memories of things that happen. Now, you're young. You don't have as many memories far back because you're still college age. But there are things that happen that you kind of put the back of your brain, and then all of a sudden, like when you become a parent, you start worrying about your kids going through things that happened to you. And in this story, you got a brother. You know, there's three brothers, and that are being cared for. One of the brothers is doing the caring for because the parents are gone. So it's not a typical family. It's a family that's been put in a situation that's hard to live with, but has managed to live with. And everybody feels like they need to be there for each other. Doesn't happen to everybody.
Really well said.
Yeah, it really isn't everybody's life. It's a special thing. And those moments are very, very important for people to watch in this play. And I didn't realize in all the things that were going there. At one time, there was a TV show for The Outsiders. Did you know that?
There was, yeah. It's a little lesser known than the movie, but when I was doing my research about, you know, all the Outsiders media that's out there, there's a TV show.
Yeah, and it was a 90, they did a pilot, it was some guy named Shapiro. I don't know, Alan Shapiro, and and your character was played by J.R. Ferguson. But in that TV show was Billy Bob Thornton.
No way.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, they were in it.
How about that?
Yeah. So this was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I did a little research on this too because it was a 60 minute show, and I think they did a pilot, and then I think it was 7 years after the movie was out, and the Nielsen ratings were not so high. They tied once for 64th in Nielsen ratings back in the day. So I guess it didn't have the same impact as the movie did because the movie has become a cult thing, people line up for it, and people watch it on a regular basis. And I really believe that the play, the musical version of it that you're in right now, that could be similar. You know, it's going to be, I think, eventually they'll probably put it on film just for the reason that it can become something that people can treasure and keep in their homes and watch on a regular basis. But there's nothing like live theater. To me, the way to see it is what you have and what you guys are doing. And people, listen to me very carefully. This is something, I don't care if you've seen it before or you haven't seen it, you want to go to the Cadillac Palace Theater before it leaves town. I'm sure it'll come back again, but this cast is so perfect. Everybody in this cast, I mean, they're just an amazing group of people, and you can feel the realism of each character. You can feel that they're there, that they are these people, and when all the things happen, you feel what they're feeling. And you've got until the 16th of August, so that's not a lot of time, at the Cadillac Palace Theater. And you can buy tickets, and actually you can go to any Broadway in Chicago box office and buy them, or you can go to BroadwayInChicago.com and order your tickets. And if you have a teenager, you want to take them because this is all about the coming of age and realizing things about life that maybe they haven't thought about yet, but maybe, and maybe things haven't happened to them that would cause them to think about these things, but it could happen. These are things that they can see, and maybe by seeing this and being aware of certain things of the classes, so to speak, they'll learn from it and benefit from it, and make sure that they can help other people who might have a problem with it. What say you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad you took so much away from the show and speak so highly of it. It really means the world. I'm glad that a lot of people are going to get to see it the second time around in Chicago. We've learned so much about, you know, the show and about life on the road since we were last here. And I'm excited for everyone to, you know, get to connect with us again. Yeah.
And now you're a young guy. You're going to go back to school after you finish this tour? Is that the plan?
I don't know at the moment. Like, it's I would love to go back and get my degree in something, but at the moment I'm with this tour. I'm on the road and I'm, you know, living the dream, getting
right.
to play.
No, there's
play
no
Tony
question.
Boy.
There's no question. You are living a dream, and you are so good at it. I got to tell you, really great. All right, so here's the situation. I'm going to give you I'll get it to you. I have a coffee mug that says Around the Town of Chicago. That I give to everybody I interview. And because I already came to the show, I can't present it to you after the opening night. So I'm going to figure out something with you in order to get it to you. I'll talk to the PR people and figure out a way to get it to the theater, or I can get it to, I don't know if where you're staying in the city, but there's a place called the Windy City Suites. It's a candy store over on Broadway on the north side of Chicago. I can get a coffee mug there for you, so you can stop by and you can get a scoop of ice cream, and I'll have it all set up for you to get a scoop of the flavor ice cream I have going in our ice cream contest, and you'll get a coffee mug. So we'll work that out with you, okay?
That is awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for visiting, for being in Chicago. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for a marvelous, marvelous performance. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to see this show. You want to watch this young man on stage. He is dynamite. It is a really, really solid production. The Outsiders, it's perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay gold.